Unfortunately, nothing to celebrate when it comes to the power situation in South Africa. We are deep in the grips of our longest ever stretch of load shedding in South Africa. Lots of conversations happening around whether cabinet ministers, CEOs, boards, executives, who exactly should be held accountable. Well, the big news is that Busi Mavuso has resigned from the board, which is already limping along. That's a really big one because Busi is also the executive director of Business Leadership South Africa. She was also the sole remaining chartered accountant on the board, chairperson of the two-person finance and investment subcommittee as well. Kyle Cowan, News 24 investigative journalist, joining us now. Kyle, good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time. You have written a story about this, telling us about why Busi Mavuso has resigned. What have you learnt?
Afternoon, Randy, and afternoon to the listeners. Yes, so very simple. Busi Mavuso has been, to use the very famous South African word for this, gatvol for a couple of months now. And then after a meeting on Tuesday with the Public Enterprises Minister Pravin Gordhan, in which he effectively thanked the current board for their service and told them that, you know, news on the constitution of the new board would be shared in due course, she, in typical Busi Mavuso fashion, I think we can say, got quite heated about it and decided to write a resignation letter and send it to the minister on the spot.
We know, of course, that Busi Mavuso also walked out, chased out of a Parliamentary Standing Committee on Public Accounts meeting when she refused to allow MPs to blame the country's crisis, energy crisis, on Eskom's current management and board. She said the blame should be laid at the door of the ANC. So this is very much now politics coming to a head.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, when this incident happened in July, Mandy, you know, it was widely televised, and it was quite a startling moment. You know, an IFP MP, Mkuleko Tlengwa, you know, sort of defending the ANC's position in a way by refusing to allow one of Eskom's board members, and, you know, with all due respect, a board member who understands exactly what the problems at Eskom are, refusing to allow, you know, MPs to bully them and to say, well, you know, the load shedding crisis is your fault and your fault alone. And it's just simply not true. The problems at Eskom have been 20 years in the making. We are now reaping the benefit of what happened, you know, all the way back from 1998 over the past 20 years. And Busi Mavuso stood up to that, and she made a very good point, and she was applauded for that, rightfully. But now, unfortunately, what happens is when someone like this leaves the board, not only are you losing a chartered accountant, but you're losing someone who's not afraid to tell the truth to people like Pravin Gordhan and Cyril Ramaphosa.
So where now does this leave Eskom's board? Pravin Gordhan has said that there's going to be a rejig of the board. The president is due in parliament this afternoon. He's going to speak to us about the power crisis. What can we expect?
Yeah, so I don't think there are going to be any announcements on the board today, possibly only tomorrow. It sounds like there's been a lot of horse trading in the background, and, you know, the ANC Deployment Committee has obviously played a big role here in deciding who's going to be on the new board. You know, the current Eskom board has now five people left out of a necessary 13 non-executive directors. Technically, there are a lot of governance issues around this. You cannot even say that the board is quorate. Billions of rands worth of procurement decisions are being made by two people, which is extremely unfair, I think, on those two individuals. So, you know, it's now coming to a point where for 4 years, government has had time to supplement the board and fill vacancies and hire engineers to give advice, and they haven't done that. And it's simply, you know, a response to the current crisis to make the country, you know, think that they are actually responding to the electricity crisis, when in fact, the real response to the electricity crisis is not going to be, you know, it's not going to be fixed by changing the board or changing the CEO. The interventions need to be physical. They need to be in terms of money. They need to be in terms of time.
Doesn't exactly inspire confidence, does it? Kyle Cowan, News 24 investigative journalist, thanks for that. Explaining, Busi Mavuso has stepped down from the board of Eskom. It really does leave the board in a not great position at all, as we find ourselves in the midst of the longest ever stretch of load shedding in South Africa.